Corfu. A jewel of the Ionian Sea. Crystal waters. Olive trees swaying gently in the breeze. And the unmistakable sound from a VPN stream of Warrington once again crumbling under the weight of their own prophecy. I watched it unfold sipping red Cena. The locals thought I was reacting to Euripides. But no, I was witnessing something far more tragic. Yes, the wolves. Falling apart like a Euripidean hero brought down not by a sword, but by sloppy defense and an ill-timed offload. Somewhere on Mount Olympus. I imagined Zeus briefly pausing his thunderbolt to say, "It's not their year." And at the heart of it all, Sam Burgess. A modern-day Agamemnon. Leading his men into battle without realizing the gods, or the fans, have long since abandoned him. Tragedy, dear listeners, is not simply defeat, it is expectation, followed by the inevitability of collapse, and in that sense, Warrington are not just a rugby league team, they are a cautionary myth, retold year after year. So I ask you, why does Hal laugh when the Wire lose? Because every Greek tragedy ends the same way. With Simonas Morinus. The god of spectacle and shattered dreams. He rules not with an iron fist, but with a velvet glove. And so his disciples grow idle. Their failings met not with thunder, but with silence.
Koloss! From What Would Brian Bevan Say? Yes, I'm Rob London, unplugged, here with Hal, on the stunning Greek island of Corfu. With me, having wild camped on a beautiful Dartmoor this weekend, it's Dennis Wewa.
All right.
And still over there in the dark, satanic north, it's Sam Sankey!
Hello!
Now, I've got to start. I will say, boys, that on, was it Friday afternoon, I had a lovely meeting with a very important person. We'll come on to that in a second. But it wasn't the most important person I met on Friday afternoon because, was it about 4 o'clock, Sam, we met at the Little Manor?
Yeah, just after. I think you mentioned you saw my belly arrive first, didn't you?
Well, we were sitting there. We were inside, Mrs. London and I were inside, and then... Mrs. Sankey arrived and instantly wanted to go outside because I'd forgotten it was the day of the summer in England, wasn't it? So we had to go and sit outside and Mrs. Sankey said, he's not far away. He's just gone home to park the car and then he'll appear. Well, he didn't appear first. What appeared first, coming through the bushes off the park just by the Little Manor, was his little pot belly. He's gone and got a little pot belly.
Ah.
Get that quiet for 12 months. So everyone's been having a go at me, how fat I am, how much weight I put on. And lo and behold, for a second, I thought it was Dave Chisnell coming across the car park.
It's not a rugby ball stuffed up there, Sam. No?
No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not.
Mrs. Sankey said, don't mention it. His mother had mentioned it to him yesterday and he got very upset about it. So, of course, that's practically all we talked about. It was great.
Oh, well. Now, at least we've shared it with 10 more people on the podcast.
Oh, dear. Happy days. How are you, Dennis? All good?
Yeah, absolutely fucked. Just spent the night on Dartmoor. I just see Rob making a note of what second I said that. I've woke up this morning, rushed back for the podcast because it was so important and we all tuned in. Hopefully Sam was in attendance and can give us the real insightful stuff of what went on.
Have you been in a house fire?
Are you referring to the colour of my face?
Yeah, bloody hell.
Yeah, it was a bit exposed. I didn't have a hat, but I mean, hard pressed to find a hat to cover my nose anyway. But now I'd say it's scarlet, the colour of my nose.
Excellent.
Before that, John Craven's News Round.
Warrington swooped on Salford squad for the second time this season with the loan signing of Maltese international Sam Stone. The 6'4" second row forward started his career in the NRL, playing 18 games for the Newcastle Knights and then 21 rounds for the Gold Coast Titans. He made the switch to the Super League in 2021, racking up 38 appearances for Lee before moving to Salford and playing an additional 46 games. He joins Wire for the remainder of the season with Dan Russell and Tom Whitehead moving in the opposite direction, also on loan. Now, before we come on to Sam Stone, Dennis, Dan Russell, he's gone. Can't bet on him anymore.
It's quite disappointing. In fact, I just put the box on and it's now turning around Salford, very competitive with his introduction. Somebody did mention, could I still access and get a bet on Dan Russell? So what do you think about that, Mr. London?
Is I don't see why not. I mean, he has to score for Warrington, but you can bet on him if you want. I mean,
oh, brilliant. Okay. I couldn't do it today because it's already kicked off and he hasn't actually scored. So I'll keep it in mind for me bet today. Thanks.
Now, I understand, Sam, that this Sam Stone's a bit of a player.
In what way?
No, he hasn't got nothing on this, has he? He's not done his fucking research.
Well, my overriding impression of him yesterday was that his build, if you put a skull cap on him, I was taken back to Mike Wainwright, 6'4", yeah, quite tall and rangy.
Didn't you see him in Asda in Series 2?
Who, Mike Wainwright?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you saw him in Asda in Series 2.
Sam doesn't go to Asda. He goes to booths.
I did actually see him last night, though. I did see him last night. As I was coming out the ground, I'd only mentioned him an hour before, and there he was. I'd manifested Mike Wainwright.
Oh. I've heard he quite likes the nightclubs of Manchester. That's been a few messages have been sent my way. I once absolutely scored a beauty in Royales. You remember Royales?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Lovely hair. She was from Bramhall or somewhere. Beautifully smelling girl she was, I remember. Dennis used to do a lot better in the Brick House. That was kind of your ground, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a split of techniques and professionalism in terms of where we were playing, if I remember rightly. So one would take the lead in the Brick House, which would be me, and then Rob would take Royals, and I'd just follow as support.
Peppermint Place. I had very good stats in Peppermint Place.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, he had really good offloads. I used to get a few nice ladies on the back of Rob.
God. Oh, I think I've got a sunstroke. And unfortunately, Aaron Lindop will miss the rest of this season after suffering an ACL injury. He joins Matty Ashton and Ollie Leyland on the ACL ward.
Yes, yeah.
Going on.
It's a mini crisis, isn't it?
In the olden days, was it just a dicky knee? Like, were there many ACL injuries, but it was just called a dicky knee?
There wasn't any. It was a dicky knee, wasn't it, for many years? But since they changed the turf of modern times, it's moved it to ACL, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, rather than the 6 inches of fucking mud that they used to try to do after legging as they're just sort of running over the 10-metre line.
Yeah. There's currently a crisis in women's football, isn't there, about ACL? So it's us and women's football.
Oh, and also there was a lecturer, Dennis and I had, I think, what was his name? Was that Scottish bloke? He had a very bad dicky knee, didn't he? Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. Ice down! Ice down!
That was him.
Ice London!
Ice down! That was
him. Ice down!
He'd be dead now, Dennis.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Come on, let's talk about something else. Oh, he goes back to someone being dead. Jesus.
Well, before we move on to the match, boys, I have to say I had a lovely coffee with Mr. Moran, Simon Moran, on was it Friday afternoon, Sam? It's Friday afternoon.
Yes, Friday afternoon.
I thought of him in the highest regard before the coffee, but afterwards, I tell you what, he left his mark on me, he really did. So I won't say any more, but thanks, Simon, for catching up. It was very nice. And remarkably, even though the coffee is shit in England, it was almost passable when I was with Simon. So there we go.
What sort of a mark did he leave on you?
Well, he put me right on a lot of topics. That was it.
Did
We
he?
agreed on a lot. There was a few things we didn't agree on, but
I think me and Sam will have to keep an eye on this because there's obviously biases now. I don't know what he's been told or whatever, but we'll have to keep an eye on this sort of, the podcast going a bit woke or something,
He's keeping his council very close here, isn't he? Is
Oh,
that when do Oasis play? Oh, we're finished the tour, then he'll go
how
all full
dare you? How dare you?
on
Can I get on with the game? I'm on a high.
Yes, go
I'm
on.
real. I think I've had too much sun today. Jesus, this will bring us back down to earth. Team was Josh Thewlis, Jake Thewlis on the wing, Ty Wrench continued in the centre with King on the wing, Williams and Snead in the halves, Yates, Crowther at hooker and Vaughan, Stone came in for his debut, Fitzgibbon and Curry. Interchange bench was Powell, Thomas, Philbin and Wood. Here's the highlights.
That's how it starts.
Here's Snead. Snead gets it away to Williams. Gap. Oh, interception. Lollaheia. Now he's away. They're after him. Curry's after him. It's Lollaheia. Curry's going to get back. He's got Gagai with him. Gives it to Gagai. Roderick Ty's not going to catch him. Lollaheia's interception. Gagai goes the distance. Gets it away to Lollaheia. He finds. Here's Flanagan. Flanagan gets it wide. Halsall to Bibby. Bibby's in.
But if you're worried about the weather, then you pick the wrong place to stay.
Well, they've got four to the left of the scrum here, so the Giants are a man down if they can get a clean ball out of the back of this scrum, and they will get a good ball. Here's Snead. Snead, oh, he's got through the line, Snead. He's going to score straight from the scrum.
It comes apart.
Walford finds Lollaheia. Lollaheia gets it wide for Tane Milne. He's going to score straight from the scrum. Gets it away to Cudjo, finds Lollaheia, Lollaheia to Milne, Milne over the top, caught, collected! Game, set and match here for the Huddersfield Giants! Finds Snead, Snead kicks out wide, it's a catch and a try for King! Williams out the back, ball wide, Thewlis for a corner! Has he got it down? He thinks he has!
So here we go.
Dennis, happy with the music to start with? Is that all right?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, I like that. I haven't listened to it, if I'm honest.
LCD sound system we popped in there.
Oh yeah, Elsie, I went to see them in
Oh yeah.
a place in the Netherlands. It's a festival that's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the one before anyway, Glastonbury. So they get
Right.
all the big acts there. They were really good. Yeah, I like LCD sound system.
Should we just talk about LCD sound system for the next 20 minutes? That'd probably be better, wouldn't it? Should we?
It probably would, but we have got to let Sam speak now about the match
Oh,
because
no,
yeah,
don't let
here
him
we
because
go.
I've already seen his stats on what the WhatsApp group. Have you seen all that stuff he's done already? He's gonna
Yeah,
go on a
but
monologue now for about 7 minutes. I can see it.
out of this, Sam, right? Well, at the end of it, see if you can caveat it with some positives. Off you go.
Final score: Warrington 16, Huddersfield 24. There were tries for Snead, King, and Jake Thewlis. Snead kicked two from three. Referee was James Feller. Attendance 9964. Mr. Sankey, the floor is yours.
Insipid. Was a
Oh.
start from Warrington. Insipid. I was so disappointed. I am very, very close to giving up like you two. Very close.
Oh.
I made a case a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was, that we just need a bit of confidence and we've got a relatively easy run of fixtures where we could win.
56 games on the trot, if I remember rightly.
Yes, yeah. 72, I think it was. 72. Yeah. And this was the first of those games.
Oh, yeah.
And I accept we have players missing. But what I did expect was that we would start the game full on, full of tempo, full of positivity. And I turned to Simon after, different Simon.
Different Simon.
Turned to Simon after...
not my Simon.
Not yours. Yeah. After about 12 or 13 minutes, and I just said, the game's not really got going yet, has it? Yeah. It was such a slow, passive start against a team that until yesterday had only won one match.
Oh. Oh. Dennis, did you watch it?
Well, interestingly, I was on the tour called Down Tour yesterday, camping. Yeah. And, well, as Down Tour had it, it lived up to its name in the match. That was a bit of a downer, wasn't it? I did manage to get some sort of like grainy footage. So I watched about 20 minutes of it on and off. It kept dropping out.
Mm.
And it just seemed really lacklustre. We just seemed to come across as just another rugby team. And it feels like, you know what, the position in the league is reflective of who we are at the moment. Yeah, it? It's just, you know, a bit dire. There's no, I tell you what it is. Right, there's no where you'd expect there's going to be exciting play and we lead to tries. That's, the whole season hasn't had any of that. And it's just, like Sam said, it's dour. So insipid, dour. Rob, pick it up.
Well, I'd had a massive buffet. I'd had far too much Greek sunshine. And I'd had a massive buffet. So I didn't have the best of internet. It kept buffering a bit. So I lay down on the bed.
Buffeting.
That's right. Buffeting. So I didn't watch it live. I was about an hour behind. I turned it on and I lay down on the bed and I opened my eyes and it was the 73rd minute. So I missed it all. So I haven't seen any of it really, but I'm presuming it was the same shit as normal, isn't it? We can't score close to the line. Would I be correct on that one? Yeah.
Well,
Sneed and
yes, you would be correct on that, but right. I don't think that quite tells the story of the first half. When we hardly ever got close to their line. The first time we did, Williams throws an interception, and we'll do just the one try.
Talk to me about Williams, because I've had a few people. I've always been in Williams's camp, but he's on a lot of money. A lot of money. Is he worth what he's being paid?
Well, I would tend to agree with you questioning him. I think let's use one of my famous caveats.
Orange alert.
Caveat detected.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
He is a good player. He's a very good player. But the question would be, is he a top player? But he's undoubtedly a very good player. But what I want from him is for him to be leading us around the park. And when we signed Sneed, I felt it was very interesting. His own comments saying, I'm glad we've signed him. It can mean I can just play my own game rather than having to count the tackles and basically take on the leadership role. So if you dropped him into Wigan or Hull KR, then yes, he probably would shine. But whether he struggles under the weight of responsibility, maybe it's only perception. We don't know this.
One in about 15 good games.
I think there's more than that. I think.
You think so?
Well, if I would suggest that we're regularly getting a 7 out of 10 out of him, but we're expecting a 9 out of 10, maybe that's the way to try and phrase it.
There's nothing wrong with these halfbacks. The thing is they're not allowed to play because we've got no forwards making the yards and getting that momentum. And they're good enough.
Is he a 6 or a 7? What is Williams? What is he?
Mm.
What is he?
6.
He's a six more. He's more of a six than a seven. Okay.
Mm.
John Woods or George Williams? Who are you having, Dennis?
I probably would have John Woods, I
You'd have
suppose,
John
but
Woods every day of the week. And there's a bloke who you saw coming out of Kentucky after a game with about four family buckets under his arm. Do you remember? Just near Central Station.
by the time I got to Central Station, I was pretty much comatose by that point. Really, like we were like a forward pack. I was in the middle and two props like walking me into
If we're
London
going to go on
Bridge.
to standoffs, I mean, Phil Blake as a six, I mean, Williams isn't fit to clean his boots. But I'd go as far as saying that Rocky Turner
Oh, there's a name.
had more of a presence at six than George Williams has had at Warrington.
Well,
I'm still waiting to see it. There's no way in a million years, if he was Australian, would he be getting in the Kangaroos team?
oh, I agree with that.
Is he going to get in the Great Britain team? Apparently, he's the Great Britain captain.
I think he's under pressure from at the minute, just on form, you'd go with Smith from Wigan at seven, I would expect, and Arseface Lewis.
To me, all he does, Williams, is he's very, very brave. At times he's our best forward. He runs that line where he tries to shoot through the gap, but he hasn't got any game or any balance in terms of drawing a man and throwing a pass out. He's no Andy Gregory. He doesn't know how to do
No,
it.
I'd agree with that. I agree with that.
At Canberra, he was so far down the pecking order when it came to who was bossing the team around. Yet at Warrington, he's been bought in to basically put us around the park. And with what they're paying him, he is nowhere near worth the money they are paying him.
I think we would find it hard to argue against you. Let's be fair, he's a good player, but we expect an outstanding player, don't we? We think we've got an outstanding player, and maybe we've got is a good player.
We want to win Super League. That is our whole objective, isn't it? As a club, to win Super League. And I said
Yes.
to you in the Manor on Friday afternoon, Sam, I said, to win in Super League, you need seven players that Wigan would want in their starting 13. Not in the 17, in the starting 13. And we went through it. We've got Ashton, we've got Walker, Williams. We'll go with Williams, yeah. Possibly.
If he was a free agent tomorrow and Wigan had the money, I think they'd snap him up.
Right.
But would they right now say, you have to give us Bevan French and we'll give you George Williams? I think they'd probably say no.
And then the only one I can think of that would possibly get into the Wigan team is Vaughan. But does he start as a starting prop or is he coming off the bench?
I think he does in a bigger team.
All right,
I
so
think
to
he's.
be generous, we have four. We need seven to outbalance their team. There's no one else in our team gets near that Wigan team at the moment.
No, not at the minute.
Talk to me about this attack because our best run from acting halfback last night came from Williams. The little bit I saw, he scurried from acting halfback, and all of a sudden we got on the front foot. But yet again, we're now playing a forward at hooker because he's apparently better than Powell. Powell comes on yet again and makes no runs from acting halfback. This is unbelievable.
I think it's connected to the fact that we are, to use an old Paul Cullenism, we are not winning the tackle often enough. So we're not winning quick play of the balls, and therefore nobody's going from dummy half. Plus, we are so bad. I mean, with every game that goes by, Walker's value to us must go up and up and up, mustn't it? We're so missing him, which is disappointing to say that if we've lost our starting hooker, that we've got nothing to back him up. You know, that's a disappointment, isn't it?
Where's the young lad gone that was given 5 minutes a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. It's a fair challenge. He could have been on the bench yesterday, couldn't he?
Sam Burgess post-match. It's disappointing result. We didn't deserve to win. We got what we deserved. Sometimes when it's not going your way, it's tough and you have to work extra hard. We'd had enough to win and for whatever reason, we didn't. We have to work a little bit harder. It's my job to coach them to be better and we need to be much better. Dennis.
Mm. Well, I mean, Matthew Turner from The Guardian asked his usual length question at the beginning about, like, you know, is it down to, you know, injuries and this, that and the other. But the one of the follow-up questions is, how do you improve the confidence? And Sam Burgess said, I wish I knew the answer. So Ooh. That's a bit worrying, isn't it? Is it a confidence?
I get the impression he goes into work very early and he's putting a lot of hours in. But I just question quantity rather than quality.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think he has to, he could do with like a bloke in the warehouse there? So like he could go and ask like, you know, some inside track story or something like that. Would that help? Because you're good at that, aren't you, Rob?
I know quite a few blokes in the warehouse that could give him some advice.
Yeah. I shouldn't have opened this fucking door. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is it a confidence thing? I think it's a bit more than confidence. You two have been bleating on about, like, half-backs, this, that and the other. At the end of the day, when you've got them forwards running, they're decent enough players to you know, for us to be competitive. We haven't got any kind of people with mass. I you know, I'm a big fan of mass. Rob's really impressed me the last couple of weeks. He's put on about 2 stone.
Thank you.
And you know, I think if we could sort of apply that philosophy and have a few big boppers, then I think the halfback solves itself. But it's just, it goes right back to the beginning of the season. Asking too much of these players to perform week in, week out. They can raise the game for a couple of key games, but they're fucked. They're absolutely knackered. And it's just, yeah. It's just shit at the moment, isn't it? I can't see a way out of it.
No, when I was there and we just conceded the third try, and all of a sudden it seemed like the urgency was upped, was lifted. But it's too late when you're already 20 points to 6 down. The urgency needed to be there from kickoff, and I don't know why it wasn't there. Was it... part of a game plan? Was it that they weren't capable? Was it that they can't be asked? I don't think it's any of those. I think we've got some good lads, but good lads doesn't necessarily win you matches. You need one or two top lads.
What about the fans, Sam? Sam, were the fans getting a bit edgy? Anything happening there? Because
there was a little bit of unrest, but I mean, even the fans were a bit. Had some apathy to there wasn't that much effort going into any boos or anything like that. And with 15 minutes to go when they scored the fourth try, just before we staged a mini comeback, there was an exodus. It was like the Wigan walk. They said there was attendance was 9,000 and odd. I suspect there was only 6,000 in the ground at the final hooter.
The love for the club is tearing us apart, isn't it, with all this going on? Dennis, you also said... you said Sam and I are bleating on. Is that because you've been around a lot of sheep?
that's very good. And funny enough, when I was watching the game, I had it on the phone on a little mound, and I went to get up. Have I gone off?
No, you're still here.
We can still hear you.
Still here. What's he done?
Oh, he has gone off now.
No, he's back. Look at that. He's frozen. Look at that face. Oh, look at that face he's frozen with. Oh,
did he come back?
But you never went away. Dennis. Never went away. You were bleating on. You were bleating.
Oh, yeah, I was bleating on. And at one point, I readjusted the screen that was on the floor at my phone, and I put my hand down in some sheep shit. And I thought, there's a bit of a parallel sort of thing here.
I don't know if there is, because sheep shit is quite, it's made quite well, isn't it? Like, it's a series of little... you know, it's firm and it's little atoms and they're all together sort of thing. I don't think the
Pelletier.
performance was very sheepshittish, to be fair. I think it was more.
Don't you think? Well, if you think about it, we're left with a couple of players that, in isolation, in a spherical way, they're performing. So a couple of them sticking together, but cohesively, not like a cow shit pat.
We've had a had an email in from someone in Dubai. It's not Lee. Well, it could be Lee, but it is Lee.
Is this
It is.
promoting half price room rates on the website?
I
Is this what
agree
it
with
is?
this. Three ticks here. Three ticks. He's written Burgess cannot coach. Chambers, awful recruitment. Fitzpatrick, massive disconnect from the fan base.
No one's a fan. I'm not seeing anyone saying, oh, great. Really? Sam, you got any comments on that? Nope.
No, I've got apathy. I've got apathy like the crowd. I have got a couple of slight bright
Positives.
patches. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Jake Thewlis, I think he's now scored 7 tries in 6 games.
Yeah.
I believe. I've not ch double checked, but I'll have it ready for next time. And
Yeah.
whilst Luke Thomas is n doesn't look a Nsemba character,
Yeah.
he did perform well in the last 15 minutes.
Email in from Michelle Cartier. We are done. Not a single redeeming factor to that squad. Not sure why all the love for Sneed. Good kicking long distance, but limited in the rest of the game. And Williams is a world beater, one in 20 games. Packies like Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men. And without Duffy and Ashton, the backs are championship level, in brackets, except King, who really plays like a forward. So.
I'd like to say something
So.
about that very shortly. Are we allowed to have a sack section today? Are we allowed that?
Oh, look at this now. We're not doing tackle zags right on these mini pods, and both of you have been trying to edge it back in. So I have to make a special note now. Bloody hell! That means I have to write on a new page. How long is it? How long is
Oh,
it?
not
How
very,
long is
not
this tackle
very.
zag? Right, go on.
Just listen back to the record.
Oh yeah.
Across the team, we could obviously give sag points to many, but I just want to pick out four
Jesus.
Oh,
players.
fucking hell. I'm on
Every week,
holiday. I'm on holiday. I don't want to edit
and
this.
oh, every week he avoids this and he makes some excuse not get. And this week he's turned up with four. He must be disappointed. Go on.
Roderick Tye, very bad one-on-one defence.
Knew he'd pick him first. Yeah.
Conor Wrench, weak defence. Luke Yates, as you two have both said many times, zero go forward.
You're reading this like the bingo numbers. Go on. I was going to
Yeah.
thought you were going to say Luke Yates by the gates. Go on.
Sam Powell, like an owl.
Hey, well done, Sam.
No go forward. No go forward either, coming off him. Two other little bits. The referee, not got a clue what the penalty. Well, I know what it was, but Crowther put in our first bit of aggressive play, took their kicker down, and suddenly it was a penalty for tackling a bit too hard.
No.
And I'd like some sag points to
Oh, it's still going. Coaching
whoever in
staff
the
or
coaching staff is
yeah.
continuing to play Toby King on the wing and Conor Wrench at centre.
That's Burgess then, is it? Right, okay. Yeah. Right, is that it then? Are we done with that? Or, well, you look at he's looking at your list. Have you got any more on there? Have you just crossed a couple off?
No, that was enough. That was enough. I just crossed them all
Right.
out.
Okay. Is there anything sagging your end, Rob?
What? Pardon?
Is there anything sagging your end?
No, we played penis and thumb this morning. We're in separate rooms.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
No, it's all good. Can't
You
think
know
of
what? I couldn't swear last week because we were doing the podcast. I was sat in this little courtyard, and there was a couple of gentlemen having breakfast,
Oh, yeah.
and so I was and there was some children around, and then I was sat next to Mrs. Waywell, and if you can remember rightly, we did start to I did that start saying about the referencing to penis. And she said, you do realise that because you had your headphones on, you were shouting penis in the middle of this yard, just as these two German blokes were tucking into a sausage. It was hilarious.
The peanut, the hat.
Yeah, I don't know if it translated, but he looked like he enjoyed it.
Yeah, excellent.
What, the penis or the comment?
The sausage. Oh, dear. Can we move on?
He's made himself laugh. Look at that. Look, he's giving it away. Look at it.
Don't.
Just say to all the listeners, Dennis is recording from what looks like where Anne Frank fell for about 6 years.
Oh, dear. It used to be that
half a room, he seems to be in there.
Yeah, but not half a room like you know it. Explain, Rob, it's diagonally.
Yeah, it's diagonally. Yes, yeah.
If I walked to that door now, I would be this. I'd be the height of the door. Is that right?
I don't know. It's really. I thought it was more Alice in Wonderland. I thought you were going to drink a bottle and go through that door behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll let me out in a bit anyway. So, excellent. Yeah, should be all right.
Shall I do the other results or can we not be fucked?
No, I can't be asked.
Predictions.
We can predict the future. Or resist the inevitable urge to try.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Next up, it's Hull at the Halliwell Jones this Saturday with a 5:30 p.m. kickoff. In regards to the betting, I had a lovely little win on Huddersfield. I saw it coming, picked myself up another £80. So I'm now on £286.51. Dennis lost another tenner. Five of those pounds were on Dan Russell. He's on £68.26. But at the bottom now is our banker on £63.91.
Oh, what happened? Yep. Oof, where did that go?
Having put a massive £53, didn't I, on Warrington?
Dear.
I'm clearly deluded.
Yeah. You are. Right, I think it's Dennis's turn to go first.
Right. Well, okay. Well, before I do default to Dan Russell, I thought I'd give this new chap a start. This Sam Stone. So I'll have a fiver on him.
Wasn't Sam Stone a singer? Wasn't there a woman singer called?
I thought something like that. Yeah. Don't know. Your music's not great, though, is it, Rob? Let's be honest. You shit at that. So £5 on Sam Stone. And £5 on who are we playing? Hull. Well,
yeah.
I'll put £5 on Hull today. Well, we said teams to beat in this run. We thought we were, looking at it. Well, Huddersfield, like we mentioned last week, they're back at it. Hull are there or thereabouts, turning it on one week and then not the next. Mm. I think we're struggling. I can't say even Salford are going to target us in the coming weeks. You watch.
Do you? Well, I'll go a pound on Toby King because he's now playing on the wing where he needs to be, much to Sam's disgruntlement. So I'll have a pound on Toby King. I don't see any point betting on this one. It's going to be too close. So I'll have a pound on Warrington. There you go. That's me done. Sam?
I said I'd keep going half, didn't I? So I'll have £30 on Hull. In a reverse psychology, maybe all they need to do is pin that up on the wall of the dressing room. Sam Sank is bet against you, even he's lost faith, and that'll be enough to reverse psychology.
Yeah.
£30 on Hull, and I too will be going Toby King £1.50.
I bet when they put that sign up in the dressing room about Sam Sankey, I bet it's got a caveat underneath it.
Massive caveat. Big letters caveat. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's got a pot belly. I mean, we'll make some kind of little pot belly caveat, won't we? What are you going to do about that, Sam? Working on it already? Or what's the plan?
Oh, yeah. Been out for 3 miles just before this. I used to be able to go out for 5 or 6, but it killed me nearly going for 3.
I was wheezing coming away. buffet last night. I had to go up about 20 steps from the buffet onto the terrace, and I was struggling to get there. But I'll send you a harrowing footage of me in my Meta glasses trying to get on a Padlo in about an hour's time, lads. Look forward to that. I'll see that.
You sent a picture of you, and you looked like a double for a fat Lee Brace, didn't you? That was
Oh
an
yes, yeah,
interesting
I didn't know
picture.
that happened. We went to the Stretton Fox, took my mum out to the Stretton Fox, and the waitress took a picture of us all, and I wasn't on the picture, but a fat Lee Brace was. So I've now evolved into Lee Brace. So that's good. That's good. It is. We got anything else, lads? Is that it? We done?
Thoroughly depressed with rugby. Oh, I went out for a nice beer and a curry after the game with a
Oh
few
yeah.
of the regulars.
Yeah.
We didn't talk rugby.
Did you go with Simon?
Yes, but we still didn't talk rugby.
Not my Simon, though, was it? It's your Simon, wasn't it? Yeah.
Not my, yeah, my Simon, not yours.
I probably need to go and start getting go out and get myself a Simon. I'll have a look. If any patrons out there called Simon would like to meet up for a casual drink or coffee in a bar, please get in touch with the podcast. I'll be the one meeting you.
I would say goodbye in Greek, but I don't know what it is. So it's a goodbye from me. It's a yamas from Dennis, whatever they
We're
say.
seeing you.
And a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha from Sam.
All the best.
You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say? Going to break my record tonight. 18 plates, lads. 18 plates.
You fat cunt.
All right, check it out.